486.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a good start to your day.
For quite a while, but I'm actually en route to go get chicken food to feed my chickens.
Well, they need to eat too because they're feeding you.
They're pretty much pets, so all we eat is their eggs because I don't think my wife would ever let me cook one up.
Not if she had to watch the process anyway, right?
Well, we stopped eating chicken in every form because of our chickens, but, you know, I'm the funny one who names them things like nugget and chicken beans and stuff like that.
A little fun with it. Nothing wrong with that.
So, what you up to today?
Not a whole lot. Kind of... I don't know. I went and had breakfast with another ham radio guy, and getting back to the house, sitting here in front of the computer, moving some files over to external hard drive right now. That's pretty much it for today so far. My plan is to try to work on the driveway if it doesn't rain me out.
Eventful day. We're staying pretty calm today. I just have to go up to the Legion and cook, get a meal cooked for tonight for Bingo. And then tomorrow I got to go pick up my truck in Savannah. But it had a couple mechanical issues on the way back from Florida going down the freeway.
That thing.
I was lucky to be alive. It seems like a few of my lug nuts loosened up pretty much. And then both of my... CV axle boots were shredded off.
Feel the highway speed is not a fun thing to happen.
It just all of a sudden felt like I was driving on a rumble strip, so I changed lanes really quick to see if it was the lane that I was in, and when it kept going, I just went ahead and slowed down and got off the freeway.
Well, the best thing to do, don't try to push it.
I thought that it was the bearings because when I went under the truck, I saw that the CV axle boot was all ripped up. So I cut that off thinking that that was flopping around and causing the vibration, but it didn't go away. So I just had it towed to a dealership and rented a car to get home.
To do that, but at least you had that option.
Part was is I had one of my stepdaughters with me and my two dogs, so... going to Savannah Airport and going inside to get the rental car while I had the dogs with me was quite fun.
I'm surprised the rental car didn't say something about having dogs with you.
From Enterprise, they have a dog policy that they will take dogs. That's why I specifically use them. So when I called them up, I told them that I had two dogs and, you know, I had to transport them, and they were like, oh, no, that's fine, that's cool. So I went ahead and went in there. But then the other thing that I didn't realize until I walked into the airport was I was actually carrying my sidearm with me at the same time.
I hope that didn't cause you any trouble.
The rental agencies were in the baggage pickup, so I didn't have to go through any type of security. So when I cruised up, I was just sitting there thinking, oh, man, I'm glad I have my concealed permit.
That's why I've got mine. I keep it with me.
At that and having the dogs, I think everybody just thought I was part of security or something.
At least it didn't cause you any trouble. That's a good thing. That could have been bad.
Lessons learned. So now it cost me a little bit more than I thought that it should have, but then my insurance actually paid me back. They reimbursed me for the tow. Not for the rental, though. But ultimately, it's like, it was at the moment I wasn't thinking about, hey, let me call my insurance company, because it didn't even ring a bell on me, because I've never been in that situation before.
I never thought of that either, so that's a good thing.
I was like, why didn't you rent a U-Haul and get a car dolly? And I was like, oh, man.
Well, I mean, when you're in a stress of the situation, your brain doesn't function the way it normally does.
If I wouldn't have gotten reimbursed for the tow, that would have been a better option. But now that I know with the insurance, it's like I'll tell people from now on, it's like, hey, call your insurance company, see what you can do.
I would have never thought of that.
Hey, and I've for roadside assistance the entire time I've had it, just never had to use it.
You pay for it and you hope you never have to use it.
I'm really good at taking care of the vehicle, so I don't ever have to use it. So this was just one of those, it was just super strange that it loosened up like it did.
Wheel bearing went bad. Wobbling around.
I have to order new axle nuts, so I'm wondering if it might have been the axle nut might have backed out.
There is one off, one of the two. I've had that happen before.
Every time I've ever heard of people losing lug nuts, they normally jack up the rim because of the slap that you get, so you have to replace the nuts, the studs, and the rim. And I'll be able to get the full, but overall it's costing me $1,500 to have it fixed.
Oh.
Realized how much I use my truck until this week. Like, I had to ask my neighbor if he could give me a ride to the dump.
Amazing how much you start to rely on something like that.
And hey, when I go back to Savannah to pick it up, I can just bring my trailer and tow it back.
Not unless you have two trucks.
Exactly, because I was sitting there, I was like, well, we got to drive down with the car, but if I take the trailer, I can always just put the car on the trailer and bring it back. And it was like, oh, no truck.
Of course, you could just rent a one-way car, but that costs more, if I'm not mistaken, to do that.
$100 to rent the one to come back up here and drop it off. And for pretty much $20 each direction. Plus, I get to spend the day in Atlanta as a hot date with the wife.
Hopefully your trip down to Savannah goes good for you when you head down that way. But good to talk to you. KO4HK, and I'll be closing out. 73 Jamie.
You have a good day, Patrick. Clear, N4BUT, clear at 73. Have a good day. This is N4BUT, clear.